Sport on RTE Radio 1.
29 Pádraig Lodges here again with the sports news. Morning again, Pádraig.
Morning to you, Gavin. The Ireland men's basketball team picked up a first victory of their World Cup pre-qualifying group, recording a 91-67 win over Azerbaijan at the National Basketball Arena in Tala. Ireland opened the game with 10 unanswered points and carried a 23-point lead at halftime, which saw them in cruise mode for most of the second half. Captain Sean Flood top-scored with 28 points. And after the game, the Ireland head coach Mark Keenan spoke to Greg Allen.
I was really happy. I felt if we put a perfect kind of game together, which I think we did, you know, that's what we're capable of. You know, I said it during the week, I put Azerbaijan in the Kosovo, Cyprus kind of mould, you know, of teams. And if you really get on them and get a really good start and get on top of them, things like this can happen.
This was a hugely, wonderfully front foot performance,
yeah,
where you really did play well as having an opposition that may not have been at their game.
Yeah, look, when you have, like, Sean showed the pro level player that he is tonight, you know, playing in with the London Lions, you know, he's not there for no reason, you know, so I think he really got off to a great start and that set the tone for him.
28 points for your captain, Sean Flood, who was so, so inspirational.
Yeah.
Kosovo on Sunday, another absolutely must-win game because you lost in Pristina in February. You must get back some sort of revenge and keep your challenge in this group going.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we're just going to enjoy this now. Up from the week to start to now was all about this game. Now we can start looking at Kosovo. We played a great game in Kosovo back in February and just, you know, we're right there the last 2 minutes and it just didn't go our way. So hopefully, I think the place will be rocking on Sunday, all right? And if we can get off to a start like we did today and put them under pressure, I think we can do it.
That's Mark Keenan there. The former Laois hurler Tommy Fitzgerald is to take over as the county's new senior hurling manager. The move comes after Darren Gleeson was forced to step down for health reasons. Niall Corkin will also be part of the management team as lead coach. And the GAA authorities in Cork last night ruled that the Junior Hurling Championship semi-final between Aabulag and Kilbritton will have to be played again. There was a dispute about the final score at the end of last Sunday's fixture. A track inspection in the past hour has given today's race meeting at Tipperary the go-ahead. Clerk of the course Lorcan Weir reports there to be a light dusting of snow on the track, but there is no frost in the ground and the course has been past fit for racing. Ulster back row Cormac Isuchukwu and Leinster hooker Gus McCarthy will make their Ireland debuts in tomorrow's test against Fiji. Sam Prendergast has been handed a first start at out half. There's a recall to the centre for Bundiaki and he isn't underestimating the challenge.
I don't think anyone understands Fiji is such a great team, a proud nation. Guys, they can do everything, fit, fast, athletic, you name it. These boys are a dangerous team. So we know what lies ahead. We know exactly how good this team is, and we just got to make sure that we're on our best foot forward because we know how good they are.
If you take your mind off it, I don't mean you personally, but as a squad, if you're a little bit off at all, they're a team that can absolutely tear you apart.
Exactly. You know, you've seen what they've done over the last couple of weeks. You know, they had a good run and good win over in Wales. And, you know, they're a team that on their good days, they can push over anyone. And I'm sure that we know that. We know how hard it is to play a team or give them opportunities when they need to. And because they'll take it with both hands and run with it. So we're just going to make sure we're on top of our game and improve on the last couple of 2 weeks and making sure we improve on every week and week out.
Bundiaki on Saturday Sport tomorrow. Live coverage of the Morgiana hurdle at Punchestown. Commentary from Michael Corcoran on that Ireland versus Fiji game. And I'll be in Mullingar for the Leinster Club football semi-final between St. Lomans and St. Mary's. Sunday Sport will have more racing and club Gaelic games, as well as an extended report from Mike McCartney on the final of the Irish Greyhound Derby at Shelburne Park. That race tomorrow night will see Graham Holland attempt to become only the third trainer in the almost 100-year history of the event to win the race four times. It was done previously by Tom Lynch in 1967. And Gay McKenna in 1972. And finally in golf, Seamus Power opened with a 4 over par 76 at the RSM Classic in Georgia, and he's down near the bottom of the leaderboard.